As we prepare to wrap up 2019, it's safe to say it has certainly been a historic year for our government. This is Lisa Berry, and joining us now on 89.1 WEMU is 12th District Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, who not only participated in many of those historic votes and situations, but became a bit of a news story herself when President Donald Trump was in the state recently. Welcome, Debbie Dingell, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, Lisa.
What do you think you will remember most as a member of Congress from 2019?
Well, this hasn't been my favorite year. You know, losing John at the beginning of the year has made it one of the hardest years I've been through. But, and then President Trump helped me remember it in his unkind words when he was in Michigan. So I guess what I'm hoping for is that as we go into 2020, that we're going to all remember that we're Americans first. The division in the country that I've witnessed in the last year, which is the worst I've seen in my life, that hopefully we can restore some sense of civility, that you can disagree agreeably, and that we all remember that we need to respect each other. I think that's kind of the theme I've had all year, a lesson John taught us, wrote the day he died, and one of the horriblest days of my life, another lesson to come out from it.
In case anyone isn't familiar with what happened, let me review this. The night the U.S. House voted to impeach Donald Trump, he was in Michigan. He was in Battle Creek, and he brought up Debbie Dingell's name and your late husband John Dingell's name, and implied that he gave the family the A-plus treatment, referring to his funeral and arrangements, then added something suggesting that John may not be in heaven, all while referring to your vote in favor of his impeachment. There were boos in the crowd when he made the remarks, and I believe, Debbie Dingell, you've heard from many people from both sides of the political aisle since this happened.
You know, it's been wonderful, the number of people that have just reached out to support me. And that's why I have hope for 2020. It is going to be a hard holiday. Thanksgiving was very hard for me, and Christmas is going to be hard for me. But I've heard from people I haven't heard from in a long time, and I thank everybody for that. So out of bad, out of lemons, you can get lemonade.
Do you feel like you've moved on from this?
I have to do my job. I can hear John telling me now, woman, do your job. I'm going to do, and that's what I've done all year. I went back and voted in the House the day of his funeral, and we got a lot done in the House of Representatives. We passed more than 400 bills, bills that address ethics in government, campaign finance reform, equal pay for equal work, health care, lowering the cost of prescription drugs, protecting people with pre-existing conditions, violence against women. We worked on a lot of issues this year. Unfortunately, we have more than 400 bills sitting, waiting for Senate action, but I'm not going to give up. And I'm going to pray that if anything comes out of some of this lack of civility at the end of the year, that Republicans and Democrats in the Senate are going to say, we got to deliver for the American people. And the number one issue I'm hoping for, because the president said he was going to do something about it, and anybody who talks to any of their constituents knows that so many Americans are afraid of how much their medicine costs that before next year's election, we will have made concrete, positive efforts and actually done something that will lower the cost of prescription drugs.
So in addition to the impeachment and the personal, I guess we could call it attack on you, Debbie Dingell, you are saying it sounds like you do think Congress has accomplished many things in 2019.
The House did. And before this session of Congress ends, I hope that the House and Senate will accomplish them together. I view the impeachment in the House as one of the saddest days in our country's history. Nobody should take any joy of what happened. So those of us who take an oath of office have a responsibility to protect our Constitution, our national security, and our democracy.
What would you like to focus on moving into 2020, a new year, a new decade?
Well, for starters, hope. I'm going to be very focused on how to get people to talk to each other, listen to each other. We have two ears and one mouth for a reason. That people have different life experiences, different perspectives, different knowledge, and that compromise isn't a dirty word. And I hope that we will get many things accomplished, like lowering the cost of prescription drugs. But we passed a banning robocall bill. We should be able to find agreement on that. There are just so many things that people care about, and they send us to Washington to take care of them. And that's my goal for 2020, but with civility and hope.
2020 is going to be a big year with the presidential election. Have you decided who you're endorsing yet in the race?
I'm going to endorse somebody that I think can win, and I haven't figured out who that is. And I'm watching all of the candidates with a great deal of interest, listening to my constituents, people around different parts and in different communities, and I will make a decision in 2020.
In light of how things have been going, though, so far, are you optimistic it's going to be a civil race?
I hope so, and I hope that perhaps our president may have crossed the line that some of the Republican colleagues are going to ask him to try to be more civil. I think that the American people need to demand that of all of the candidates. I will not support a Democrat who is not civil and respectful of other people.
Do you feel like Donald Trump owes you an apology?
No, I'm not. Something good will have come from this if we all take a deep breath and think about the words we say and try to be nicer to each other. A little act, a random act of kindness can make somebody's day so much better. And if that comes out of this, that's all that's been accomplished. And I'm not looking for to make anything political out of this. It hurt. It's going to be a hard holiday, but I'm trying to make some lemonade out of a tough moment.
Local Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, we appreciate your time to talk with us here on 89.1 WEMU. Thinking of you as a human being, we know this is going to be a difficult Christmas for you, but we're wishing you the best for you in 2020.
Thank you. I wish everybody a very happy holiday and a much better 2020, because for me, 2019 is a year I'd like to forget.